from the thought, the preacher's greatest science. Amen. This thing of preaching is a serious matter.
Yes.
I know of nothing more serious than the preaching of the gospel of the Son of God.
Yes.
I'm glad this is not just the 5 and 19.
Yeah.
But this thing of preaching has been around for a long time.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible tells me that Noah was a preacher of righteousness.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
And he said, Enoch was separate from Adam, prophesied of these things, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment upon the world.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
These men were preaching without a Bible.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Preaching without a Bible.
Yes, sir.
I looked there and Noah preached a message on righteousness.
Amen.
What do you reckon he'd preach? Well, I think if he'd preached, if he's preaching a message on righteousness, I think he'd have been preaching on the imputed righteousness of Christ.
Yes, sir.
Amen. That's the only righteousness that we can trust in ourselves. I'm glad tonight that I'm not sitting here in my own righteousness.
Yes.
The Bible tells us that our lips are as filthy rags.
Yeah.
Our iniquity, like the wind, has taken away. Amen. That's right.
Amen.
God demands righteousness.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
The Bible said, except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you can no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. But I'm glad today that everything that God requires, God provides.
Yeah. Right. Amen.
Yeah. I'm glad today, thank God, He provides righteousness for us.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you love to hear Enoch preach a message on the second coming of the Lord? He's preaching on the second coming. He didn't have a Bible.
Amen.
And he was preaching on the second phase of his second coming. Amen. Where do you reckon he got that from? He got it from God. That's true. I'm glad, thank God, today we can preach the same thing that they were preaching back there today. This thing I'm preaching is a serious matter. I have to give a help to God. Every message that I have preached, amen. The Bible said, obey them that have a rule over you. Submit yourself, for it works for your soul, as they that must give an account. Let them enjoy with joy, and that not with grief. But this is unprofitable unto you. You'll have to give an account. I'll have to give an account for every message I've ever heard. And I responded up to the message that I heard.
Yeah.
And I received that message. He said in verse 7 of Hebrews 13, he said, I remember them who have spoken to you the word of God, whose faith followed, consider the end of the earth for such. Thank God. This thing of preaching is a serious matter. Amen. I praise God for that today. I think it's a challenge how to preach. Amen. It's a challenge to preach the word of God. Today and I, which you and I live. Not everybody loves preaching.
Amen.
I want to say today we are called upon to penetrate the heart of a perverted society when we live in it.
Yes, preacher. Amen.
I have said the Spirit speaketh expectantly. That in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils speaking lies and hypocrisy, have the gossip seared with a hot iron, forbidden to marry, commanded to abstain from me, which God has created, he receives the thanksgiving in the reading of the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused, it can be received with thanksgiving. For sanctify for the word of God and prayer.
Yes.
That's for me a good minister. I'll change those stripes. There's nothing in the words of faith. And good doctrine. For I cannot have for faith.
Amen.
That's good preaching. Thank God for it today. I'll tell you in the time today. The Bible tells us here. The time will come when you'll not endure self doctrine. But after their own lives, I'll take to them self teachers and engineers.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
sinners. Which rainbow makes me wise for the salvation through my
head.
Yeah. Which is Christ Jesus.
Amen.
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 Perverted society. God has chosen preaching to do what he wants to do in the world.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Amen. He has performed his will. And in this world, I through preaching.
Yeah.
Right. Amen. Thank God for it today. What a powerful book we have.
Yeah.
Amen. Hebrews 4:12 says, the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-headed sword. It's needed to divide asunder our soul and spirits and joints and marrow, discerning the thoughts, the intent, the heart. Neither is any creature that's not manifest in his sight. But all things are naked and open under the eyes of him to whom we have to do.
Yes, sir, brother.
Amen. I think we preachers have learned how to take the cut out of preaching a long time.
Yeah,
the long preach. Yeah. Emails. I'm reminded of a man that moved from Georgia to Texas. And got promotion and moved to Texas. And the first Saturday after they were out there, mother carried the little boy, a little girl down to out to the town. Had parked on the sidewalk. And his four men come walking up the sidewalk. And the girl dropped out and said, Mama, Mama, look at those four bull-legged men coming up the road. She said, oh my God, honey. So Daddy's not raised. We've got a different culture of what we said. She said, you can't talk like that anymore. She turned down to the bookstore and bought her all Shakespeare's works. And carried her home and said, you're not coming back to town anymore. How can you read these books? A few days she come out and said, Mama, I've read the book of books. Can we go back to town? She said, yes. We'll go back to town sites. We'll back there on Saturday, parked in the same place. These four same men came walking up the sidewalk. How little girl, how little girl was up town. Said, Homer, Homer, what man are these? Who's my friend for instance? Amen. Yeah, we've learned to phrase it a little bit.
Yeah.
To make a little decision.
Yes, sir.
Today. I praise and chant for the God we serve. How Romans chapter 11, verse 33 said, oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how certain is his judgment, his ways past finding out, for who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor, who has first given unto him, and shall be recompensed unto him again. For of him, and through him, and to him, are all things, whom be glory. Forever and for years.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. I want to say to you today, the Bible says, I am Romans chapter 9, verse 19. Thou wilt say unto me, why doth thou yet find fault? For whoever resisted his will, nay, O man, who art thou that replies against God? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, why ever made me but? Power, power of the clay of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor. Why is God ready to show his wrath and to make fire and know his power on the vessel of mercy which is the hope of eternal glory? He must whom he hath called, not of the Jew only, also of the Gentiles.
Yeah.
What an awesome God.
Oh, yeah.
You know what Isaiah said, hath thou unknown? Hath thou not heard?
Yes.
The everlasting God.
Yes,
the Lord. The faint of God, neither weary. Yeah. There's no search of the earth. Oh, right.
Yes, sir.
In the power of the man, they have not no mind, the increase of strength. Even the youth of man shall be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But there's a wind upon the Lord. Yes. There's a man with wings and hit the wish of not be weary. That's a wall and not a faint.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. What an awesome God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
We're called upon how to penetrate the heart, amen, of a wicked society, perverted world. Go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, He said, to observe all things whatsoever I'm commanded and walk out with you all day, even unto the end of the world.
Amen.
But I'm glad tonight we got just exactly what it takes.
Yes. Amen.
Hit that.
Yes.
The only thing that'll penetrate a black heart of a sinner's life is the gospel.
Yeah. Amen.
2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1, Paul said, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, have we received mercy, and faith not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty. Not walking in proudness, nor having the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. Brother, give our gospel glory to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the eyes of every man. Not lift the light of the glory.
Amen.
I'm glad he went up to Jerusalem, which were apostles. Joshua before me. I went into Arabia and returned unto Damascus that three years. I went up to Jerusalem, St. Peter, both him 15 days. I'm with the apostles so on not St. James, Lord's brother. Now the thing which arrived in me, behold, forth by the line up. After the day of the region of Syria, Cilicia, and was unknown by faith unto the churches of Judea which were in Christ. But they heard only that he which persecuted us in time past. Now, preaching the faith which you want
yes.
to know.
Amen.
And they glorified God in me.
Amen. Yes.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Paul said he appointed me a preacher.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. Amen. Second Timothy chapter 1, verse 8 says, be not bound back for shame to the testimony of our Lord, nor be his prisoner, but be thou protected to the preaching of the gospel, according to the power of God who has saved us and called us from the holy calling. Not according to our word, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and brought life from our house through the gospel. I come appointed a preacher, an apostle, and a teacher of the Gentiles, by the which goes also I suffer these things. Never I'm not ashamed. I know who I have believed. I'm ready to take that which I've committed unto him against that day.
I'm
a party, a preacher, and a pioneer, and a teacher of the Gentiles.
Amen.
Apostle of the Gentiles.
Yes, sir.
Amen. If you're a Gentile, you're my love of all that city.
Yes, sir.
Amen. The more Bible than the rest of it. If you're Gentile,
sir.
You don't know what Paul does say.
Oh, yes.
He's an apostle of the Gentile.
Yes,
he said, magnify my office.
Yeah.
Amen. That's right.
Yes, sir.
Thank God today for the writing of the apostle Paul.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Praise is wonderful. What a test we got to fulfill. Thank God today for the preacher, he said. And he said, he put me in the ministry.
Yeah.
Also, he cut me in the ministry.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I believe God puts this man in the ministry.
Yeah, sir. Yeah.
1 Timothy 1 and verse 12 said, not man Christ Jesus the Lord. Who has enabled me for that? He counted me faithful. Turned me into the ministry.
Yeah.
Even before Christ, a persecutor and enjoyed it. But I came mercy. Because I did it ignorant and unbelief. The grace of the Lord was exceeding abundant of love and faith which is in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saint. And worthy of all acceptation that Christ Jesus came to the world. The same sinner, the whole I am Jesus.
Yes, preacher. Amen.
Amen. The man that said, I'm blessed. The least of all saints.
Yes, sir.
And the man that said, I'm the chief of all sinners.
Hey.
Never got over
no,
what
no,
the
sir.
Gospel did to him.
Yes,
amen. Yeah.
Amen.
Thank God for it today.
Yeah. Yes, sir, brother.
God used men of God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. God uses men that are qualified.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Right.
Amen.
You're right.
Come on, brother.
The Bible said, in Titus chapter 1 and verse 5. By this call that thy lady fruit, thy stepdaughter, things that are more than what they elders have ever seen, as I'm one. They can be blameless, the husband and one wife, having faith for children, not used to write or written rules. For the bishop must be blameless, as a steward of God, not self-willed, not certain manner, not given to wine, no striker, not given to filth and lucre, a lover of hospitality, a lover of good men, sober, just, holy, never forward, and pass the faithful word.
Yeah.
As he has been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine.
Yeah.
Get smart,
convincing,
without many unruly, vain talkers. Especially they of the circumcision, whose mouth must be stopped, who subvert whole houses, taking things with their own blood for filth and lucre's sake. As I said, even a cobbler said, and the Christians are always liars, evil beasts, slow men.
What it says,
that thing is true, he said.
Yeah.
Amen. I want to say to God, heaven. For I say unto you, thank God for that. He uses men that are qualified. Amen. Unto cure all things of you. But unto them that be defiled and unbelieving, it's nothing pure. But even their minds and their conscience be defiled.
Yes, sir.
Oh, God, heavens.
Amen.
Yeah, I want to say to you, they profess that they know God. But it works, they deny him.
Yeah.
Being a Peter and ever good works reprobate.
Right. Amen.
What?
Yeah.
Amen. Well, I'm reprobate for
that. Right. Yeah.
We got in the world today.
Sure. Right. Sure.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Sure. Sure is this
world.
God help us today. God uses them to qualify.
Oh,
yeah. Amen.
Sure.
No matter, God uses men who are consecrated.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, we
saw that. Amen. It's one thing to be saved, it's another thing to be consecrated.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes,
amen. There's such a missing link in a lot of preaching today.
Yes, sir.
Amen. That's right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Amen. I hear folks preaching. I hear preaching on you're becoming a new creature.
Yeah.
Amen. That's right. When you get saved, you become a new creature. Amen. But I don't hear many folks say you don't get rid of that old nature when you get saved.
Yeah.
You do become a new creature.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
In your position, you are a new creature.
Yeah.
You are declared righteous. You are justified.
Yes,
sir.
But in your practice,
yes, sir.
Are you consecrated?
Yes.
Does your practice meet your position?
Amen.
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 That's our position.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
I said 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 8, and all things from God, who reconciles through himself in Jesus Christ, and given us as the minister of reconciliation, with the God was in Christ Jesus, reconciled the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ then, be reconciled unto God, for he hath made him to be sin for us, who good old sin.
Amen.
Now that's the verses in Psalm 17. Yes, sir. Amen. Being proud. Yes, and you
put your
old times have passed away.
Yeah.
That's dealing with our position in Christ.
Yes, it is.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise is wonderful, man.
Yeah.
That there should be some reformation in our lives.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, in the Christian's life. From it. Certainty reforms life.
No, sir.
But a Christian can. Paul said, I beseech that therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God to his will.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
There's some work on your part
right.
If you're going to be consecrated.
Amen.
It's not automatic.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank God. Thank God for good old time Holy Ghost living.
Amen.
Amen.
Bringing the flesh under subjection to the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Our position with righteous is God's righteousness.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah to God. If we're in the body of Christ, we have to be righteous.
Yeah.
Really, contaminated.
Yes.
Yeah. And we are in Him.
Yeah.
As I said the other night, as my arm is in my body, we're in Him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hey, hallelujah.
Amen.
As a stone is in the building, we're in Him.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Amen. And as a bride is in the bridegroom. We're in Him.
Yeah.
Yes. Husbands, love your wives. He did Christ also love the church. He gave himself partly by sanctifying, cleansing, for the worship of the water, the glory, and by possession of the rules of the church. Having not spot or wrinkle any such thing, but to be holy and without blame, so all men to love their wives and go by. For he to love his wife, love himself. For no man ever gave.
Woo!
By the church, then he is the Lord of churches. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and to be joined to his wife, and let two shall be one. Flesh. This is a great mystery. But I speak concerning Christ and His church.
Amen, preacher.
Amen.
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 Thank God for it. Well, that's as clear as I can make. I don't have. Amen. God uses qualified folks. Amen.
Amen.
He used those that are consecrated. Paul said in Philippians chapter 1 and verse 12. But I have you to understand, brethren, that the things that's happened to me, Paul, and I'm ready to the purpose of the gospel. So that my bonds in Christ are manifest in all malice in all other places, and then the brethren in the Lord makes them comforted of my bond. I'm much more bold to speak the word without fear. Simon then preached Christ, he'd have been in a strife, some hope, some goodwill. The one preached Christ, their contention, not sincerely. So bold in the affliction of my bond. Of the blood, born, set for the effects of the gospel. What then, notwithstanding, everywhere where it preached that sign, truth, Christ is preached, I very do rejoice, and will rejoice, for I know this will turn to my salvation through your prayer, through the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, according to my earnest expectation, my hope, that nothing I should be ashamed, but with all boldness, without I have always so now, so also in Christ, shall Christ be magnified in my body. Where there is a life, are my dead. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor, yet what I choose or ought not. I'm going to strike with tricks too. Have a desire to pray to be a Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh, more needful for you. Having this confidence, I know that I shall abide. Continue with you all for your furtherance and joy of faith. That you rejoice in me more abundantly in Jesus Christ for me by my coming to you again. Oh, let your conversation be it become the gospel of Christ. That whether I come to see you or else be answered, may hear my faith. May stand fast in one spirit, one mind, striving together for the faith of Christ. Oh, so kindness is the trouble of God.
Oh,
get some trouble with God.
Yeah.
I want to say to you that God helps to use a little discipline.
Yeah.
Do a little reform in our lives.
Yes.
Shape them up.
Oh.
Yeah. Amen. That's right.
Amen.
Shape up our lives. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. God wants us to be. He wants to be a Christian.
Yes, sir.
Christian means Christ-like.
Right, sir.
Brother Rowlock used to say, you spring from me. Brother Rowlock used to say, I've heard him say it, I guess 100 times. Said, if you was resting from being a Christian, would be enough evidence to convince you.
Right,
come forward to me. What a saved folk, but not to be a Christian.
Amen.
That's right. Hallelujah. Thank God for it. I say, God wants us to die. How to live for it. He said, I'm appointed a preacher. Not only to receive the task we have to perform, but I want you to know the truth will reverse. We're promised the truth. Thank God for it today. I say, we need to put some truth.
Right.
The paralytics of
death.
Yes. Thank God. Pilate said to Jesus, what is truth?
Yeah.
Well, I think Jesus is truth.
Yeah.
He said, I'm the way and the truth and the life. No man from the Father.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost is truth.
Yeah.
Amen. John 17:17 said, sanctify them through the truth. That word is truth.
Yeah.
Holy man, God, the Holy Ghost is truth.
Sure.
He said, John 14:15, if you love me, keep my commandments, I'll pray the Father and he'll give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
You can't separate God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, and God his Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You can't separate the Holy Spirit from the Holy Spirit.
That's right. Amen.
He said, take the word of God, which is the sword of the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Somebody said, how do you get filled with the Holy Spirit? That's why I don't get filled with the Holy Spirit. Get filled with His word.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
You're right. Amen.
Thank God.
Yeah.
You'll get filled with your word and you'll do what you know what you ought to do. There's such a confusion about the filling of the Holy Ghost. The filling of the Holy Ghost is not getting more of God. The Holy Ghost is a person.
Yeah.
And you get all of him when you get born again.
Amen.
Amen.
Well,
being filled, not getting more of the Holy Ghost. being filled with the Holy Ghost, getting more of us.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
He said, this I say to you, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Yeah. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, the Spirit against the flesh. These are the prayers of one to the other, so that you cannot do the things you will. But if you be led of the Spirit, you're not of the law.
Yeah.
Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, violence, humiliation, wrath, strife, sedition, usury, envy, murder, drunkenness, rambling, and the such like, which I told you before, as I told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law.
Yeah.
They that are Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank God. I'm glad it's a different story for me.
Amen.
Get filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Walk in the Spirit.
Yes.
Amen. Thank God. This is the Bible. Paul said in Romans chapter 8, neither as flesh do mind the things of the flesh.
Right.
Neither as spirit things of the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
For the carnal mind is death, and the spiritual mind is life and peace, because carnal mind is enmity against God. Not such a law of God, neither did Kennedy. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But you're not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be the Spirit of God. So then you can't have enough spirit. That's the Christ the accused is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of us. But if the Spirit didn't raise up Jesus from the dead, but if he didn't raise up Christ, then he's also quickened the mortal mind. Thy Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we're debtors not to the flesh, to live after the flesh, but you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. For things are led by the Spirit of God. They are the sons of God.
Amen.
I don't want no fight with me.
No.
Amen.
Thank God. Hey, we got the truth about sin. I ain't got no preaching. That you know the truth about sin. Praise the sin is dead. Gift from God's eternal life through Jesus
Christ. Amen.
Yes. Amen. That's the truth.
Yes. Right.
Amen. I want to say to you today, that for the saint, he said, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal mind.
Yeah.
Obey the lust thereof. Neither yield your members to this instrument of righteousness to sin. But yield yourself unto God as those that are alive from the dead. Your body is an instrument of righteousness unto God.
Amen.
I want to say to you, God, help us.
Amen.
God, help us to realize we've got a responsibility.
Yes.
Amen.
God uses prison. That's consecrated.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yes, thank God for the preachers that are not friends. Amen. Yeah. Thank God for preaching. Thank God for this pastor.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
But never thank God for
his yeah.
yeah. other preacher. Thank God for you. Yeah. Thank God.
Amen.
I remember years ago when he spoke old fashioned.
Yeah.
Thank God for preachers. Amen. I love you.
Yes,
it that breaks my heart as I hear the preacher the Father.
Oh, yeah.
I mean that.
Sure.
From the depth of my heart. God help me out here.
Yes,
oh, heavens, thank God today. And I want to say to you today, we all have the potential to sin.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Amen.
It's common to sin.
Sure. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
We say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves.
Who's not good?
It's convenient to sin.
Yeah, come on, break it.
You don't have to go nowhere to sin.
Right, right. Amen.
Somebody probably sinned right here tonight since we've been here.
Right. Yeah. Amen.
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 Yeah.
Amen. You don't have to. You've sinned in the church.
Yeah.
Right. You've sinned in the choir.
Right.
Amen. You've sinned in the pulpit.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
It's convenient to sin. But I'm going to tell you something, it's costly.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
It's costly to sin.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God help us. Amen.
Yeah.
I tell you, we ought to consider this thing of preaching. Amen.
Amen.
The great tragedy we face. I'm talking about this son.
Yeah.
I mean, we face a tragedy.
You're right, preacher.
Amen. I tell you, this world's in a mess.
Sure. Yes, sir. Amen.
You realize what people are preaching? We're in the stagnant. It's not politically correct.
Right.
Preach Acts chapter 4 and verse 12. He is the salvation in the other.
That's right.
There's none other name but him and different.
You're right, preacher. Amen.
They're worried about what Warren's going to play.
Yeah.
About inauguration tomorrow. He might pray. He might pray anything. Yeah. Amen. If I'm going to go up and pray, I pray in Jesus' name.
Yeah. That's right.
Sure.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not politically correct.
No, sir.
Hey, but I'm not politically correct anyway.
Hey, amen, preacher.
I think this book. Blessed in the nation whose God is the Lord.
Yes.
And the people who have chosen. Praise the Lord. I might just preach on that tomorrow night.
Amen. Amen.
I believe it won't, because I preach it tonight and won't have nothing tomorrow night. Tragedy. Time will come when they won't. Well, then you're a sound doctrine.
Yes, sir. That's right.
You don't get long memories. Preach it on Sunday.
No.
They feel far between.
Amen.
You have a lot. And you lay it down like this. You got some standards, Bible standards.
Yeah.
And I think we only have biblical standards.
Oh, yes, sir.
Now your preferences don't matter to us.
No.
Right. Amen.
No, your preferences don't matter to us.
No, sir.
But you got Bible standards.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And if you got just traditions, you ain't got much.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I tell you, you've got the Bible to back you up.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Come on, stand up. Tragedy, I'll tell you. Folks won't endure sound doctrine.
Right.
Amen.
Send them out for the East.
Sure will.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. But there's a triumph we foresee. Hallelujah. Paul said, from now on, the time of my departure then, finish my course. I kept the faith. Henceforth, there's laid up for me
the crown of
righteousness,
which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give back to me. Not to me only, but all them also that love
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be a triumph.
Amen.
Oh, there's a lot between here and there.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
A lot of good things between here and there.
Amen.
Thank God. Ain't that preached, on the Sunday time? Amen. Ain't preached on the Sunday time.
Yeah.
I'm glad that ain't good. We got a lot to look forward to. We got glorification to look to. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank God. When Jesus comes, we're going to get a glorified God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. These old bodies are going to change.
Yeah.
Paul said, our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Who shall change our mind?
Yeah, amen, brother.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Paul's body is fire body. I mean, what he went through and how he stood.
Yeah.
And the body he give up. What do you reckon you look like?
Oh, yeah.
But I'm glad I've been changed.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Thank God. I'm glad yet a little while. And it shall come. Will come. Will not tarry.
Amen.
Amen. That's the
figure.
Thank
yeah.
God. Amen. So the grace of God will bring us salvation out here to all men, teaching us and denying unto God the word of us, we should be sober and righteous in God in this present world, looking for the blessed hope. The blessed hope is the first phase of study. That's the rapture. And that's the resurrection.
Amen.
Amen. Looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing. That's the revelation.
Yes, sir, brother.
Amen.
And he comes riding on that white horse.
Yeah.
He's there, Heavenly Father, from the white horse.
Yeah.
Glory. What that you want? Hallelujah. Go to the marriage supper of the Lamb.
Amen.
The judgment seat of Christ.
Amen.
And 7 years we come back with Him. Hallelujah. Praise is wonderful.
Glory.
Breath. A thousand glorious years. We reign with Him.
Yes.
Yeah, wonderful.
This world. Set a glorified life.
Amen.
That'd be wonderful.
Amen.
The first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And John saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God, out of heaven prepared as a bride, and going for her husband. But his voice said out of heaven, behold, the tabernacle of God shall be in here, little men, they shall be his people, God shall be them, be their God, God shall by the way all tears and eye. As we know what death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall be any more pain, for the former things pass away. He said, I'm going to say, go, I make all things to you. And I'm out, that I'm eager. They were given him his first and fountain of water by tree. He who comes to hurt all things, now he is God, and he's his son. Carefully, I believe the bottom, the motor, and the whole morning, source my daughter, all acts out of their part. Lay for his birth and fire and brimstone, which is the second hand. Now came to me one of the seven angels, with that seven box full of seven last flames, and talked to me, saying, come hither. And I showed the bride and lamb's wife, and carried away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, that holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven to God. And the glory of God, and I was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, a terrestrial stone. Had a wall of great nine and 12 gates, and the gate 12 angels. Name written there on which the name of 12 tribes of the children of Israel. East 3 gates, on north 3 gates, on south 3 gates, on west 3 gates. Wall of the city had 12 foundations, and the name of the 12 apostles of the land. He was talking to me, had golden reed, and they used to see the gates there on the wall. The city like four sprouts. Length as large as breadth, and they used to see with the reed 12,000 furlongs, the length and the breadth, and the height of the reed. Made the walls there 144 cubits according to measure of man, that is the thing. Building the walls there was jasper. City was pure gold, like in the clear glass. The foundation of all city was garnished with all manner of precious stones. First foundation was jasper, second sapphire. Third cow sitting there, fourth and ever fifth, saw down to sixth, sardis, seventh, and crystal light. Eighth, the burrow of the ninth, the topaz, the tenth, the sophist. And eleventh, the adjacent, and twelfth, the ninth. Twelve gates were 12 pearls, every seventh gate was one pearl. Streets of the city was a pure gold, like in there, the foundation of all city. Amen. That is the last transparent place. I saw no temple there. For the Lord God Almighty, the Lamb of the temple did. City had no speed of the moon, the sun shined it. The Lord God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. The nation of them which are saved, there shall no wise enter into anything that's violent. Neither whatsoever work of abomination make the lie.
Yeah.
The same that are written in that one. What a contrast. What a contrast.
Remember.
We are saint and with a sinner.
Oh, boy. Yes, sir.
Amen. What a contrast.
Amen.
Yes. John said, I saw it. Great white throne. Him that sat on it from whose face the earth and heaven fled away, and there's found no place for it. I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their word. See, they left the dead which were in death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, they were judged every man according to their word. And death and hell was cast into the lake of fire. Isaiah 14 tells us, hell from beneath has moved for thee to meet thee at that time. Stir up the dead for thee. Even all the chief one of the earth is raised up from the throne. All the kings of the nation. All nations speak saying, God shall become like unto us. Thy prophet brought down to the grave, the noise of thy eyes, the worm spread under thee, the worm spread under thee. What an awful place. To listen there, and die, and bury, and air, and the tip of his eye. Being in the torment, said Abraham the Father. Lazarus, Abraham, cried, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, send Lazarus, and he dipped the tip of his finger in water, grew me, drew my tongue, for I'm tormented in this flame. Abraham said, Son, remember, thou like that, receive thy good thing, likewise Lazarus, he. Now he's comfortable,
oh God,
out of torment. I wonder if we're going to quit this. Skip our mind into like that.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if we felt more on that, if we wouldn't be that way.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I wonder if we wouldn't persuade men. It's out of date to persuade folks to be a Christian.
Right.
Well, Paul, he believed in persuading men.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen. He said, knowing therefore the terror of war,
we persuade
me. We persuade me.
Yes, sir.
Agrippa said, almost all that persuaded me to be a Christian.
Amen.
Have you got a loved one that's lost?
Amen.
Have you got a child that's lost?
Amen.
You ought to do your best to persuade them.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Come on, persuade them.
Help us, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Somebody said, I'm going to let them grow up and make their own mind. Why don't you do that about education?
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Come on,
Amen.
I want to say to you today, God, we have an assignment. We preachers especially have an assignment.
Yeah.